The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, we're now into the summer of 2015. Of course, the season is long finished, but now it's time to start looking ahead to the new campaign. We already know that Matt Keith is returning to the club for his second year, and that Jordan Cowney has signed for the club as well. Now we're about to talk to the third signing of the season, and about to return on a two-year deal, is none other than young British defenceman Zach Sullivan. Zach Sullivan, first of all, welcome back to the club. It's a two-year deal as well. What's made you decide to return?
Well, I think the way the season was left last year, we all have some unfinished business to take care of. And I really enjoyed my time. The fans are unbelievable, so it was really an easy decision.
You talked about unfinished business there, of course, finishing second in the league and just missing out on the playoffs as well. How big a disappointment was that for you personally?
Oh, it's a big disappointment. It was so close for the league. We missed out by 1 point, and then we resolved as a group to go on and do well in the playoffs, and obviously we fell at the first hurdle. So I think, yeah, we were all really disappointed, but it just makes that hunger for me to come back next year and do better.
Now, last year was your first season in the Elite League. What did you learn about the league compared to your previous experiences in the EPL?
I think it's a lot faster. I was in a couple of games. I felt myself struggling with the speed. So that's obviously something I'm going to be training on this summer. I think it's a lot tougher as well. Especially with there's a lot more travelling in the Elite League than in the EPL. I think our 9-hour road trip to Cardiff and then we've got to play a game straight away. There's nothing like that in the EPL. So it was. The travelling, I think, was the hardest thing for me to get a grip with.
Now, as I say, a two-year deal. What did the coach say to persuade you to stay? Did you take much persuading?
No, not really. Like I said, I've personally got unfinished business. I have a desire to come back and win the fans some trophies. And obviously, the CHL next year, that was an unbelievable opportunity to play in that competition with some of the best teams around Europe. So, yeah, it was a no-brainer, really. I wanted to come back, and they wanted me back, so I'm back.
Now, you mentioned the CHL there. Is that obviously the next stage in your development as a young player coming through, the chance to pit yourself against teams like that?
Yeah, I mean, I played, obviously, Cavi played in the winning team at Red Bull Salzburg, and he said the standard of hockey is just unbelievable. You've got people coming straight out of the NHL, the KHL playing, and it's obviously that higher caliber of team and players that I'll be playing against, which will hopefully help me improve my game that bit more.
Also signing for the club is an old pal of yours, Jordan Cowney. He's a fellow GB under-20s player as well. What did you make of his decision to come to the club as well?
Yeah, I mean, we spoke a bit during the season, after the season when he was trying to decide what he was doing, and he asked me how the fans were. He asked me how it was living up there, and obviously our fans are absolutely amazing every game. So yeah, I gave him all the feedback he wanted, and he made his own decision and decided he wanted to come up here and play CHL and Brenhead Clan.
Now, obviously, you have that year's experience now in the team and playing in the league. Do you expect the coach to perhaps give you a bit more responsibility next year? Do you see yourself getting more ice time, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. Obviously, I've got to do my bit. I've got to train hard in the summer, come back, fitter than last season, come back stronger than last season, and hopefully play better than last season as well. And we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's a long season, and a lot of things can happen.
Now, we're not long into the kind of off season. What's your plans for the summer coming up? Then, have you got anything booked? Anything you're looking to do?
Playing a lot of golf. I know that. I've started training back in the gym yesterday, so that's starting to go well. And hopefully going to the French Open this year as well. It's my 21st birthday present, so French Open final, which will be an experience.
French Open, what, is that tennis? Or?
Yeah, tennis.
Oh, very good.
Clay final, so that will be good fun.
Excellent. And just a wee word for the fans there. They'll be delighted to hear that you're back on board as well. Are you looking forward to seeing them again?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing playing in front of them every week. It gives you the goosebumps. Don't know how some of them have any voice left after the games, but yeah, they're absolutely amazing, and it's going to be good fun playing in front of them again next year.
So that's Zach Sullivan, who's going to be wearing the purple of Brayhead Clan again next season. Good to hear from Zach, as always. Now, that's signing number three, so now that Zach's rejoined the clan, why don't you get yourself a season ticket for the 2015-16 season? There's 9 days left to join the clan with a Brayhead Clan season ticket. Book before Thursday the 30th of April to take advantage of the early bird discount. You could save up to 22% on match night prices. All the information can be found on the club's website, that's brayheadclan.com. Like the club's official Facebook page, or follow on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Tonight I'll be back with the next signing news coming up very soon. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.